It's a little bit, just a wee bit wider.
Okay.
Days before the Aspen Art Museum's winter season formally opens, the artists have arrived and are working on their shows in their prospective galleries. Downstairs, filmmaker Dara Friedman and crew are turning Gallery 5 into a movie theater to showcase Mother Drum, a three-channel film depicting Native American cultures through movement.
There are three projections together, so it's a long, low strip, like a landscape. The height is a little over 6 feet, so that when the figures dance, they're pretty more or less life-size.
The performing body and movement have long been important to the German-born, Miami-based artist's work. And Mother Drum is no exception. The film showcases individual dancers, drum circles, and animals, juxtaposed with vibrant, monochromatic blocks of color. This is meant to heighten the viewer's experience with the on-screen characters and the connections they're having to nature and spirituality in the moment. Mark Anderson, a creative technologist with Binary Arts in Chicago, is working with Friedman on her installation. He's passionate about using the space to amplify the film's percussive soundtrack.
We have these really amazing subwoofers that we're going to conceal underneath the benches, but they're going to be really loud. It's going to be very bassy, which is fabulous. It's going to be very intense.
He pauses a moment, as if remembering Friedman could decide she wants less bass after all.
She wants more, we can break windows.
What I wanted to do with the work was understand, you know, everybody says ceremony and ritual is so important. I just wanted to know why. Like, what does it feel like? Why is this important? That was sort of one of the challenges with it, was to not just watch or observe, but to feel and understand.
That's how she met Cynthia Jim, a Native American woman from the Swinomish Reservation in Washington. In the film, she dances the jingle dress dance, a Native American woman's powwow, void of any ceremonial events. Friedman describes her ability as a filmmaker to be completely inside a moment, but also being able to watch it from a distance, a trait she sees as foundational to her craft.
This film maybe comes from that thing, that place too, of being completely immersed in an experience and simultaneously being able to watch it.
Director and CEO of the Aspen Art Museum, Heidi Zuckerman, has an affection for film. She says losing oneself in a dark space with visuals and sound can offer an escape from the immediate world around us.
People are trying to figure out what's happening in the world right now and what their place is in it and how we can affect change. And I think that artists are often at the forefront of cultural consciousness and provide sometimes the opportunity for that needed self-reflection to figure out what to do next.
As curator for the museum's winter season, Zuckerman says tonight's opening encourages visitors to be socially conscious.
Particularly in times which are challenging, like those that we're living in, the idea of being in some kind of immersive installation is becoming more and more appealing.
As visitors walk through the galleries of the Aspen Art Museum this season, the hope is these immersive experiences between Friedman's film and Gallery 5 and the exhibits on display throughout the museum will encourage introspection and reflection as it relates to what's happening outside these glass and gridded walls. Claire Woodcock, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.